cultivate powerful friends. There is also an unspoken word for ally, husband. Caesar is strong, but I do not know him. Crassus is just a politician, too greedy to trust. Pompey is crude and so impressed with himself, he would not make a loyal friend. Cicero might be worthy and would certainly win opinions in the Senate, but he does not command an army. Then there is Mark Antony, a leader of men and with a definite charm, I must admit. Of all the barbarians, I am most interested in Antony.
Olympus and Theophilus are impressed with how Cleopatra changed while she was in Rome. She had lots of challenging experiences there, experiences that helped bring out the qualities of courage, patience, and wisdom that are necessary in a leader. In addition, she made important political connections in Rome. Let's go on now on page 169. Start with the new entry, 13 Maius, halfway down the page.
13 Maius. Last night I was awaked by an unusual sound, soft footsteps. I lay in bed trying to listen, my heart pounding. Who was there? When I realized that neither Puzo or Neva had stirred, terror seized my heart. Had they been murdered in their sleep and now their killer was coming after me? Slowly I moved my hand down the side of my bed where my dagger is hidden. A shadow low to the ground was crawling toward me. I held my breath, wanting to hear the precise moment when I should stab my attacker.